and Mita has inside the box. Can Mita get away? Mita goes down. Dare he get a penalty? Mita with a spinning turn. He was just hacked down by the Shells defence. Neil Doyle just making sure that the Shells players are back. Mita steps up, tries to take it, sends the keeper the wrong way, makes it 1-0 to Derry. And just like James Akintunde on his debut, he steps it up, strokes it home, and Derry are 1-0 to the good, as we said. 29 minutes on the clock. Coming on, I think Jake Dunwoody as well. It's a decent ball in. And again, the ball was coming. Kieran Kilduff with the header once again. This one was Gerard Bruna, gave away the free kick. Ball in. Kieran Kilduff with the header. The goal was coming in the second half. It was all Shells, in all honesty. Derry with only one opportunity and one.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first start, to be fair. I was buzzing to get back on the pitch. But obviously, I was a bit tired, so yeah, second half I made a run and I just felt cramping up, so hopefully I could get it back in my legs and back to 100%. Because as a striker, you'd always want to score goals, and I reckon if I didn't go down for the penalty, I could have probably scored anyway. So yeah, I definitely wanted to just kick on and get my first goal. To be fair, I've been running a lot during quarantine and stuff, and trying to keep myself as fit as possible. So coming back, luckily I had 2 weeks of just running and getting a bit of match sharpness back, so I feel all right.
Yeah. What do you make of the standard, the pace of the game?
Yeah, it's a good standard, good pace as well, so just going to get my head in the game now and hopefully kick on and score a lot more goals for the Derry fans.
What do you make of your first impressions of Derry City?
Oh yeah, it's a lovely place. I really enjoy it there. It was just easy. All the boys just very welcoming. They helped me get in, settle in very quick. Yeah, so it was proper good.